Arizona Sports, the local sports leader.
Bigley and Marotta Mornings.
Handing out the hardware.
Hardware. It's our version of the award show. We do it on Mondays, and it's presented by Revitalize Weight Loss and Wellness. Eat smart, lose weight, keep it off with Revitalize. Go ahead and start us off, Bear.
First award, Vinny, is the Bad Beats Award, and I'm giving it to Sean McVay, Rams head coach, who inexplicably, trailing by 10 with 4 seconds left, ordered a 38-yard field goal as time expired. Now you think, okay, what's the big deal about that? Well, that field goal changed the betting line, made it a 7-point game when the line was 7.5. Stunned bettors alike. Stunned bettors and bookies alike, I meant to say.
That is rare that you
What are you doing that for? Why? I mean, either just let the clock run out or throw a Hail Mary and try for a 2-point conversion? What's that all about?
I don't know, but it's like this has never happened before.
Uh-huh.
Weird stuff happens in sports.
Mm-hmm.
My first award is the Welcome Back Award, and I'm giving it to John Mechie of the Houston Texans, who's had a really rough go of things. He tore his ACL in the 2021 SEC Championship game while playing for Alabama against Georgia. Still got drafted in the second round by the Texans. Then almost immediately got diagnosed with acute leukemia. Didn't play at all last year, but made his way back onto the football field yesterday. Caught a pass, a 17-yard catch for the Texans in their loss to the Colts. He played 14 snaps in the game. He said, it was an amazing feeling, something I thought about every day in the hospital, so it was great to be out there playing football. And then he had also, it was a great feeling, but it wasn't like, okay, I got here, now everything's complete. It's just a good feeling to know I had been tested and I came through on the other side. Now it's just to continue to go and continue to aspire. That's a great story. I love stories like that.
No doubt.
Well done to John Mechie for coming back and battling that adversity to get back to doing what he loved.
My first award is the A, B, C, and Deion Award, and it goes to Deion Sanders' child rankings. asked after the game if his son Shiloh, who plays defense for Colorado, has maybe caught up to his self-proclaimed favorite son, Shador, he gave this answer.
He is moving up. He is moving on up like the Jeffersons. But Shador is straight up balling, too. Bossy came in and gave me the biggest hug and kiss and appreciation for Daddy that she could ever give me at the end of the game. So that was great. And Junior's been balling. What he does on social media is fascinating. So it's tough. My kids' rankings are tough. I'm the only one that's honest about ranking my kids. You guys, like you love all of them the same, and you don't. I don't know why y'all act like that.
So admitting that he doesn't love all his kids the same and that he has rankings of
or
them.
Or that his love of his kids is dependent on what they do on
that week. I guess week for week, how they can improve this.
Yes, that's conditional love right
Shiloh
there.
Shiloh had the pick six, which they don't win that game without the pick six.
So he's moving up in the rankings.
He's not the first to do children rankings, though, honestly. Christian McCaffrey's mother, Lisa, has a podcast that I listen to, and she will rank her four boys on there. Christian usually hits the top, but she's very honest about it as well. All right, this is the Legend of the Gridiron Award. It goes to Lee Corso of ESPN's College Game Day. The big moment that everyone looks forward to for every show is when he does the big reveal and he puts on the headgear of the mascot for the school that he's picking to win whatever the big game is that day. Saturday was a milestone for him. His 400th pick via mascot headgear. The crowd created a beautiful moment for him in celebration. That lasted about 20 more seconds, and he was brought to tears on the set. Very sweet.
Wow, that's good
and
stuff.
He didn't drop an F-bomb. They were waiting for the F-bomb, and he didn't drop one.
All right, the Bounty Gate Award goes to Henry Blackburn of Colorado State for a vicious cheap shot on Travis Hunter of Colorado. Couldn't believe dude was not thrown out of the game. Richard Sherman suggested this morning that that there was a bounty out on Travis Hunter. So,
yeah, because he was out of bounds, too.
It was, yes.
And they throw out anybody for targeting in college football.
And the defender went around his teammate just to hit this guy right in the ribbish midsection area. Skip Bayless reported this morning he's got a lacerated liver.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't sound good.
3 to 4 weeks he's expected to be out.
Is that? Wow, I didn't see that update. I knew he spent the night in the hospital, but that's...
Oof. Well, it is Skip Bayless. I mean, you don't know.
True.
My next award, and I'm going back to a favorite from last week, the Double Duty Award. Last week on the show, I ripped on FS1 for their continued policy of not sending play-by-play announcers and color commentators to the site of the game that they're doing. So last week, Alex Faust and Petros Papadakis broadcast the ASU-Oklahoma State game played in Tempe from Los Angeles. They doubled down on it this week. Alex Faust and Petros Papadakis did a doubleheader remotely. They did the Oregon State game in the daytime, and then they did the ASU-Fresno State game at night.
Wow.
Not only...
Double money saving right there.
Nickel and diming it to death. You know how hard it is to do two football broadcasts in one day, the amount of preparation that takes? Making things just immensely difficult, not only on the broadcasters, but the entire the sports information departments of both of your four schools. It's ridiculous.
Luckily, Petros did the ASU game last week, though, so at least he had that preparation.
Still.
My last award is the Are You Ready for Some Phil Ball Award. Did you know that there's going to be a new Monday Night Football theme song tonight debuting with Chris Stapleton, Snoop D-O-double-G?
Wow.
And... Santana's wife, who I can't remember the name of right now, I apologize, but she's on the drums, and here's this little sample of it.
Uncanny.
Where does the Snoop Dogg come in?
He was not featured in this clip except going like this with his hands in the background.
Maybe he has a verse coming.
Maybe.
Mm. Okay.
That's huge news.
Major. I would not have known, though, otherwise. All right, last award. This is the Dynasty Done Award for Nick Saban and Alabama. When yesterday's AP Top 25 came out, Alabama found itself outside of the top 10. Outside of the top 10. For the first time in eight years.
Wow.
Wild. They beat South Florida on Saturday, but pretty unconvincing fashion. So they dropped from number 10 to number 13.
It's almost as if they shouldn't be ranked at all, if it were fair.
8 years within the top 10. I have such a hard time wrapping my mind around.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that whole thing that he had going for a while, producing NFL players, getting guys who come in and will wait for their chance. Not anymore.
Yeah. You mean I can go to that school and make money while I actually play?
Yeah. Sign me up for that.
And you can't find a quarterback?
Yeah.
Alabama can't find a quarterback?
How about it?
Yeah, that's Hardware brought to you by Revitalized Weight Loss and Wellness.